Good morning, Maryland Quartermaster. May I help you?
It's a catch-22 of sorts for gun dealers like Joe Woods, whose shop is here along Main Street in Bel Air. While it's taking state police 5 to 6 weeks now to process background checks that in the past took up to 7 days, at the same time, there are very few guns on the racks for stores like this, even to sell these days.
Before Newtown, I'd say there's about 95 to 100 firearms in there, and now there's one for sale, a rifle too, an AR-15 style of a 22. So we have that and a revolver. It's all that's left out of a couple hundred firearms at one point.
And in recent months, while this Bel Air firearms dealer says more people want to purchase guns,
some manufacturers are a little reluctant to make an ample supply of firearms because they just don't know what will happen with a ban. Will they just end up sitting on them as paperweights, or will they actually be able to sell them?
Along Main Street in Bel Air, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com.